thank you so much for downloading the podcast of The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Do us a favor. Head over to billyanderic.com. On the top banner, click on the Amazon Prime 30-day free trial. Helps the show out. Gives you 30 days of unlimited music, movies, two-day shipping, all that fun stuff from Amazon. You're an Amazon Prime guy, right?
Absolutely.
So head over there, help out the show, click on a banner, get 30 days of free Amazon Prime. You like it?
Love it.
All right, enjoy the show.
You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric.
Holy cow!
And a very good Monday morning to you. Welcome in to The Fan Zone. I am Billy.
Hey, I'm Eric.
And we are brought to you each and every Monday morning by Keith Nunley over at Nationwide Insurance. You need, not just want, I know you want to, but you need to, for your wallet's sake, for your peace of mind's sake, you need to give him a call, 723-7900, or swing by the Whispering Pines Shopping Center over there by Goodwill. Pop into the Nationwide Insurance office. Let Keith help you out with your life, home, or auto insurance needs. That'll be the best thing possible for you to do. We hope that you enjoyed last week's show as we were out and about, as they say in Canada. Neither one of us were in boats, actually, that I'm aware of.
Nor in Canada.
No, we weren't there.
You were in Baghdad.
Yes, I was in Baghdad in
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. Yeah, so I was north of the border, but not that far north of the border. so we were not as close to you last Monday, but we are back and back at it with lots and lots of stuff to cover this week. But we hope you enjoyed the baseball show and lots about that. And we've got some corrections, some additions, some deletions, some things. We need to repent about some things.
Yeah, so it was All-Star Parade. All-Star Game has come and gone. Last Monday, Yoenis Cespedes gets his second Home Run Derby championship.
Boom.
In a row. Not since old Junior. Right?
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yes, not Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Jr. winning the Home Run Derby. Sammy Sosa, I hit your house.
But yeah, so that was, I was sitting down. I was in Gatlinburg, and 8 o'clock came around, Eastern time. I was sitting on the couch. Kids were turned in for bed. Turned it on. They had the weather delay. Ooh. So it didn't start until, I think, 8:30. Mm-hmm. But by then, I'm like, I found something else to do, book to read or something. And so I didn't even watch.
That's too bad.
And it ran late, though. Really? Even with the six outs for the opening round. I think they went down to six outs or seven outs.
To speed the thing up?
To speed it up. I was getting the ESPN alerts through the rest of the night. Now, granted, I was on the Eastern time zone, so it seemed later.
Right. Shut up. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I did not watch the Home Run Derby as I had three teenage boys to watch.
Right. Right.
But
church camp.
I arrived back from church camp, and my bride and I watched the All-Star Game. Well, I tell you, we watched the All-Star Game. I fell asleep about the middle of the eighth inning, and so I missed the end, the lack of fireworks at the end. I missed those.
Right. Right.
But you know what I did see?
What's that?
Your boy Jeter come out of the box, hitting the ball all over the place.
I tell you.
I guess let me think back. They played in an American League park. So National League, my little Eliana's Andrew McCutchen just laces one. And Jeter, like he's 20 years old, just flops down there, picks it up, nearly throws him out.
I saw that, and I felt bad for his Achilles. Like, I was worried that something was about to snap trying to make that dive.
Yeah, he.
But it was an excellent play, and so that was right. McCutchen led off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he hit the single, the infield single there.
Yeah, and at that point, what was that? Harold Reynolds. He was in the booth for the game. I'm not sure how he got to be in the booth for the game or how all that works, but he was there lusting after Jeter like nobody's business. He was already chanting MVP, MVP, and all he'd done is make one play. He's the MVP of the game right there.
He didn't get the out.
Joe Buck was like, I don't know yet. We need to let the whole game. I guess he didn't want to kill the drama, but we need to let the whole game roll out. Let the whole game happen first. And then Jeter comes up to bat. And Wainwright just, I guess, lobs one in there and he hits it.
Yeah, and then there's a little controversy on Wainwright's pitching there. But, yeah. Regardless.
Now, what do you think? Like, can you give the captain in his last... Can you make sure he gets a base hit in his last All-Star game? What do you think?
I don't know. Like, maybe there's this respect there, but I also think that if I'm... Because Wainwright spoke very... talked about the honor it was to be the starting pitcher for the All-Star game. I watched an interview with him. And especially, I think he felt proud to be... to get that call ahead of Kershaw. And so he's the opener. Maybe it helps that Matheny was the manager.
Right.
But I think he felt privileged. And I think if you're going in there, All-Star game, you are voted by the fans to be the NL All-Star there. You're going to play ball. I think I'm going to strike the captain out.
I'm lobbing one right down, just bleh.
Letting him have it.
I'm letting him have it.
But we were having this discussion earlier. The home field advantage in the World Series is on the line here.
Right now, I'm not gonna. I mean, I guess he could go yard on me, but not like he's doing that at a rapid rate these days.
No.
So I feel confident that I can get the next three guys out, even though it's an All-Star team. Like right. I can give him a hit, and it's gonna be okay. I don't want to give him three hits.
Right.
But I think he had two.
But then Mike Trout comes up right after.
Right. So yeah. I want to do that. But I also don't, and I know the game wouldn't count as, like, people would be less inclined to care. I don't like that the home field advantage is tied to a game where a bunch of all-stars who don't play together, like, there's a lot riding on a game where it's like you're all superstars, you know.
Right.
So, and superstar only pitcher and a superstar hitter, yeah, one's going
to
win.
Right. And then only a few of them are going to benefit from that privilege of getting the home field advantage.
Yeah, and maybe none of them. One of them, I guess, because there has to be one representative from every team.
Right.
But
so at least one guy on the team is going to be like, hey, right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate that. I don't mind him giving Jeter something to hit, not, right. You know, throwing a slurve at him or whatever. I don't, you know, that's, so that's fine with me. But I just thought then the interview, he was flopping like a politician on a debate stage. He just like, oh my goodness, I did that. No, I didn't do that. You're just, you know, oops.
Right.
But the game, it was all about Jeter. Not
right.
Not MVP Jeter.
And you were talking about the lust that the announcers had. And so somebody took the time out. I was on Deadspin. Somebody took the time out and pieced together every instance that Derek Jeter's name was mentioned on the Fox broadcast of the All-Star game.
Do you know the difference in us and them? We have a Honus hit tracker, not a Jeter hit tracker.
Right. Right. So here we go. We'll play a little bit of this, and it's kind of hilarious to listen to after a while. So this is the 100 times Jeter's name was mentioned during the broadcast.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
The game has yet to start.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek. Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
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 Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
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 Derek Jeter.
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 There we go.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
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 Derek Jeter.
Jeter. Jeter. Pumpkin Eater.
And so, man, that guy had a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time to kill.
Yeah.
Now, this reminded me of my childhood watching the Brady Bunch. And so I don't know if maybe Mike Trout, who ended up being voted MVP for the game, and deservedly so, I wonder if he was feeling like Jan was in this episode.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
What do you think?
I think it's real possible.
Was Mike Trout in the locker room? Jeter, Jeter, Jeter.
Probably. Like, but he probably has a little more respect for the game to complain about it.
Right.
Yeah. So. Now, I was reading one article. Was I reading an article about this? Or maybe this was the same Deadspin article. Like, there was zero mention of Tony Gwynn. Like, do you think Tony Gwynn Jr.'s like, I know I didn't make the All-Star team because kind of I'm not that good.
Right.
But, like, where's the respect for my dad? And like,
yeah, yeah. Well, and they mentioned that. No mention of Tony Gwynn, Don Zimmer, or Bob Welch, who were all lost this season. and there's been talk about adding like an in memoriam that they do like during the Oscars or something.
Uh-huh.
But the fear is that it would make the game too long. A long game too long already. But I think cut something else out.
Right. Cut out a 30-second commercial.
Right.
Cut out do it in the pregame thing. You know, and either one of those things.
Oh, you got to do that during the game. Yeah. Cut something out in the pregame, but I think that needs to be during the thing. It's sell it as a sponsorship. I mean, have Budweiser sponsor it or something. Here's yes. to you.
Yes. Salute to the fans. Call Central Funeral Home and ask if they would be interested in sponsoring that. Yeah, but I thought the game was, there was a couple of moments where like, oh, that was fun, but eh.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
You know, even though home field advantage is on the line, you don't know which team's benefiting from that. It's neat to see those players on the field together talking to each other. It was interesting, you know, seeing Puig interact with some of the guys. And there's a guy that blew a shot at being on the All-Star team. He did nothing. The fly ball out in the field he couldn't catch, and he lost. He was, and then struck out a couple of times. He struck out all three times. He was up.
That's too bad.
So wasted opportunity there, I guess.
Absolutely. But the All-Star game's gone. And so that means we're headed to the kind of semi-second half of the season. And my second half of the season's shot, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll get into that, talking in the standings a little bit more. We got a few seconds. You got a retraction to make, right?
Yes, I was picking. I was on the Andrew McCutchen bandwagon for MVP for first half, and then I was watching the Pirates because that's what my daughter made me do, playing the Rockies and Troy Tulowitzki, and McCutchen is the big ofer. And with bases loaded this year. Ofer something in the teens. Can't remember. 13, 14, 15. And he's struck out 7 times.
So half those times he's striking out with bases loaded.
Yeah. Like, how can I be the most valuable player if I can't get it done with the bases loaded 1 time in the first half of the year?
Ugh,
so, badly. Yeah, I retract my. I'm back to Tulo. He can have it. So, very well. You are listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Stay tuned, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. We'll be right back to talk more.
Welcome back to The Fan Zone, everybody. Brought to you by Keith Nunnally at Nationwide Insurance. He's got life, home, auto insurance for you. Give him a call, 723-7900. Visit him in the Whispering Pines Shopping Center over next to Goodwill. Pop in, get a quote, bundle it up. All right.
It was cooler last week.
It was.
Some polar vortex or something. I don't know what it's about.
And then it went back up yesterday. The humidity shot up Saturday with the rain. And then Sunday, it was warm yesterday.
Did some killer yard work yesterday.
My head did not like it. I feel like when the temperature goes from being low to high suddenly like that, my head tends to get upset with it.
Yeah. You know what makes my head upset?
Huh.
No one tweeting me.
No? At Billy Levengood?
Correct.
Yeah.
Does it bother you when you don't hear anything on the Twitterverse in the world of at Mr. Eric Keith?
At Mr. Eric Keith. I even sent out a call like yesterday. Looking for some help that we'll get to in our last segment of the day today.
Yeah, if you don't help us, we'll help ourselves. But more on that later.
We also have a Facebook page. Search Fan Zone with Billy and Eric.
Yep.
Like it up.
Mm-hmm.
I posted the Jeter video on there last week, Wednesday or Thursday. So
yes,
you would have heard it before you heard it here.
And there is an all new place you can look for us.
Yes, Billy and Eric.com. We are the proud owners of Billy and Eric.com. Yeah,
so go take that thing for a drive.
Yeah, and go there. That's where the podcast is. So every single episode can be downloaded straight from that website.
And, Shazam.
And looking to add more content. We're going to be adding more content to that website, blog posts, and just other random stuff.
Yes.
Well, we want that to be the destination of all things Billy and Eric.
Yeah. Eric and I may start writing more.
Yeah, yeah.
No promises, because we have a life.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
As needed. my mourning over my Phillies. I might write about that often.
Yeah, or even a potential book report.
Yes.
I'm going out of order on our sheet here, but I figured it'd be a good segue here.
Yes, I am halfway done with my Albert Pujols biography.
Right.
So far, I feel like I need to read some more biographies and see if this... It feels like this guy's going all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm like, come back. Give me a fluid... Tell me what happened and walk me along. But I feel like I have whiplash.
Okay. But halfway, so maybe those strings will be tied.
Yes.
But yeah. So far, you're... Eh.
I would say if you want to know about Pujols, you could read the book. Okay. If you want to... And now, both of the people who wrote it, like, they're focusing a good bit on his faith and...
Right.
Like his confidence in God, trusting Jesus to just be able to accomplish all that he's doing. So, like, if that's of particular interest to you, which I'm all for that, then you need to give the book a read. But some of the statistical stuff is like, I feel like I'm watching a fireworks show. Like, what's happening? It's it's out of order.
Yeah, I haven't read many single biographies on baseball players or sports figures.
When I was a kid, I read several of them, but I was reading a kid's book, so maybe like. That's
right,
It's not going the way I remembered them going.
Right.
But okay. It's okay.
Interesting. And or maybe even movie reviews.
Yes. My Phillies are in the tank so bad. And my wife loves me. That she could have checked out any movie from the library, and she does check out movies from the library often. Since she's caught up on Heart of Dixie, left us with needing something to watch. So she checked out For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner from 1999.
Right.
So we watched that. Boom, perfect game.
Was it good?
Spoiler alert. Blew that up.
Now, all right, comparing. So this is more of a romantic baseball movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what's the ratio? Your wife says 50% baseball, 50% romance.
I
You're more 75-25?
Yeah, maybe 30-70.
30-70, 30 baseball.
70-30, yeah, yeah.
70 on the romance part.
Yeah, because there's a lot of flashing back of stuff that, like, why is this even in the movie? We have a baseball game to get to.
Right. Like, that's the sports.
Yeah, game. I didn't... Why are we riding in an airplane? What? Let's get out of here.
Right. Now, comparing that to Trouble with the Curve, another kind of... And that's, I don't even know if I want to call that a romantic movie, even though there is a love story there. That's more of kind of a father-daughter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which one would you rank higher?
I liked Trouble with the Curve better.
Okay.
Don't have to tell my wife that, because I love spending time with her watching it. I'm glad that she picked a baseball movie for us to watch together.
Right.
And it was a great movie.
Right.
But I think when we watched Trouble with the Curve together...
He enjoyed it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I like Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Amy Adams. She's
Yeah. And I think I like the storyline...
Yes. Yes.
...better for the Trouble with the Curve.
All right.
Go watch either one of them, though. If you haven't, you live under a rock, or you're like me and you're behind...
Well, both of those movies aren't like prolific baseball movies. You know, you've got your Field of Dreams, your Bull Durham, Major League, mm-hmm. probably leaving out other ones. Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlot.
Sandlot for me is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm sorry. I need to watch it.
But I think Trouble with the Curve was an excellent movie.
Major League? Does that count?
Yeah. I mentioned that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Must have missed it. Angels in the Outfield?
Just a bit outside on
you
there.
Oh, yeah.
But like Trouble with the Curve, I felt like it kind of came and went in the theaters, and then I rented it, or it may have been on TV or something, and I watched it. I quite enjoyed it.
Redbox that bad boy for $1. I probably used a promo code, so it was free.
There you go.
Enjoyed it.
I think I had it on like a free HBO trial or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. We can't seem to get away from Derek Jeter, but I could not help but pick this up for the show. So let's move on to this.
It is now time for the Stupid Tweet of the Week.
This week's Stupid Tweet of the Week is brought to you by Keith Nunley's Nationwide Insurance. Do the smart thing and get your life, home, and auto insurance from Keith Nunley at Nationwide 723-7900. Tweeting from @CBS News, official news. Michael Jeter takes bow at his final All-Star game. Michael Jeter.
The reason they don't do baseball anymore, huh?
Right. CBS Sports. Oh, man.
CBS Sports. Go home.
Yeah.
You're cray cray. Yeah, that's exactly right. Maybe they would get like Michael Trout and Derek Jeter together.
Yeah, but he's not even Michael. He's Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Michael. I don't know.
Kadir?
Yeah.
He didn't make the All-Star team.
No. Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, they were just wrong. Like, quickly deleted it.
Whoever is in charge of the Twitter feed is not a sports person, apparently.
Yeah. No.
All right. One last thing, another thing. A lot of stuff, like goofy stuff, came out over the All-Star break. So Yasiel Puig's down in Miami hanging out somewhere, takes an Instagram video, and it thunders. And he screams...
Thundercats.
Like a baby. Like it, he's truly scared.
Can I hear it?
Yes, let's listen.
I go to the pool for a two-month-old. Juvia in Miami. Oh! Hey, look at that one. What a body. What a... Ah! Ah! What a... Ah!
I think in that moment, he may have wet himself.
I think so. Like, the first scream was like a, but then he's like, you know?
It figured out what happened.
Oh, man. What a...
Oh, hot mess right there.
Hot mess.
Yeah. I wonder if somebody drove him there, if he sped to get there.
His cousin.
You think he went through Chattanooga to get to Florida, wherever he was at for that?
Because he was in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
He doesn't drive. He flew.
Oh.
He's flying from Minnesota down to Miami.
Oh, so he didn't stop in Chattanooga to see my boys?
Probably not.
Oh, that's
your
too bad.
Your boys. How many times have you seen the Lookouts
Shut
play?
Shut your mouth. Once. Okay, once.
That's the only, but at least you got to see Yasiel
Puig.
Yeah,
I saw Yasiel Puig.
Puig. Yeah.
August 9th, I'm going to see the Nashville Sound.
I think I am too, right?
I think you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are. You're on my list.
All right.
Some other time we're going because we had to reschedule too.
Yeah, we need to.
We have more Sounds baseball.
We got all sorts. We had to reschedule. We were going to venture out to Beach Bend this past weekend.
Yep, changed our mind.
And my daughter got sick and threw up everywhere.
And the clouds got sick and threw up rain all over us.
Yeah, but I don't think it rained as much up there. It rained a lot here.
Maybe not. But you know what's good news?
What?
Puig's back playing baseball. So is the rest of the league.
Yeah, it was a good weekend to have everybody back.
Yes. And you know what that means?
What?
Phillies are further and further out of first place.
Yeah. Because
they can't handle the Braves.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got swept. No, they won.
2 out of 3, the Braves did.
Yeah.
So that was good for the Braves. And, yeah. And you know what? Still ain't enough to pull away from the Nats for the Braves.
No, still neck and neck.
Neck and necking. Is that what they're doing?
They're necking.
I guess. I don't know what to do with all that.
I don't know.
But in your all your Brewer talk. The Brew Crew.
Man.
I think they've been drinking too much of the Miller up there, and they're stumbling around on the field and in the standings. They've been caught by the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, St. Louis is they're tied now because St. Louis lost last night.
Yeah. But 2-8 in their last 10 games for Milwaukee.
That's not a good streak to be had, though Texas is 1 of 9.
Oh, sweet.
Or 1 of 10.
1 of 9, yeah. And the boys over in the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they're playing some good ball out there.
Yeah, they're catching up, game and a half back from Oakland. And this little ditty right here, bottom of the 16th inning on Saturday night, 2-2. Mike Trout's on second base. Here's our call of the week.
There, number 27. First one to effort. Bouncer back up the middle. This should do it. Trout being waved in. Drive home safely. And light that baby up as the Angels win it. 3-2 the final.
Well, there you go.
What a beautiful sound.
Nothing like a walk-off win in the bottom of the 16th.
That's right. You
it's
need any
time
kind
to
of
go home.
Any kind of win you can get. Yes, indeed.
Well, don't go away. We've got plenty more sports talk coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the Titans. We are the Fan Zone. Brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious.
Welcome back to the Fan Zone. We're so glad that you join us each and every Monday morning, we're brought to you by Keith Nunley over Nationwide Insurance, 723-7900. The Whispering Pines Shopping Center, the two places most likely to find Keith Nunley with Nationwide Insurance. Go by and see him. Give him a call for your life, home, and auto insurance needs.
So I've been listening to the new Weird Al album, and that sports song was on there.
I feel like I need to listen to it.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
I miss Weird Al. I probably haven't listened to any Weird Al since high school.
I remember when Amish Paradise came out, and that's when I got hooked. Man, that's when I got hooked. But that was like middle school, even fifth grade, maybe.
Maybe.
I've been a fan ever since. Head over to BillyandEric.com, and on the side we got a little widget there. Like if we talk about stuff, there's like a little Amazon. I can like say, hey, here's where you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, you can find it.
So I put the Pujols book.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Boom. So
BillyandEric.com. You can click right there, and it'll take you right to the page where you can buy it.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty trendy.
So BillyandEric.com, the new website. Look forward to adding some more content on there, though.
Yeah.
But that's where the podcast is. While you're at it, WMSRradio.com.
Yep.
Local news, podcasts of all the various shows on here. Check the schedule. I check it every morning.
Every morning. Actually.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to go directly to the site anymore. Do you know why?
Uh-oh. Because did you? Did you commit?
I signed up for the email thing, and it emails me the news every stinking morning.
Oh,
it's
there.
And you know what I do for laying in bed, usually.
Uh-huh.
This is probably not the best thing for me. I open up, and my email tells me it's there. Now, it moved it over to my junk, to my marketing stuff. I need to move it back.
Right.
And I just open it up, and there's my links, and I look at the four or five, and I click, and it takes me to the article I want to read and bring it back. And
perfect.
So if you haven't done that, you ought to just go to WMSRradio.com and sign up. There's a little box. Put your email address in, and about 6 o'clock every morning, something like that, they will send you it'll arrive. The interwebs will deliver it. There's something somewhere crawling it through the interwebs to your inbox.
Yes. You make it sound like this like process of
yes.
moving parts and stuff.
Maybe there's someone being paid handsomely to carry that little data package.
I just imagine Brian walking through the halls. I've got a package. I got to send it out this morning.
Yes.
He's got to plug it in. Like
it's like the little, what if it's like the bank chute thing? You just, like when you go through the drive-thru, boom, drops. So, and
okay.
Right. Now the little thing doesn't come back because from the car, I have to send it back for them to.
Right.
Yeah. So there'd be a failure there.
Maybe. Do you ever watch Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Like the containment system, like when they put the ghosts from the little container thing into the machine and send it. Maybe it's something like that.
Maybe. Anyway, I don't know how they do it.
It's
the magic of the interwebs.
Maybe
but
a YouTube video or a stuff you ought to know video.
Yes. WMSRradio.com will get you your news in your inbox. You won't even have to go looking for it. It will be like a newspaper on your front porch.
Right.
You just don't
you don't even have to get out of bed.
Yeah. I don't even get out of bed to know what I want to know. So you should be grateful. You should probably get up. You already did that today, but get down beside your bed and just put your hands together, and you thank God that WMSR Radio gets your news to you without you even having to move a muscle.
Right.
It's there, everything you want to know. There you go.
You're
welcome.
You work in the sales department, man.
Yes.
All right. It is like divine, like manna from heaven. You're pushing it there. I like it.
Yes.
My
wife probably gets it too. So we could be in the morning while our children are crawling through the house saying, please feed me breakfast. I'm starving.
Juice, daddy. Juice.
Juice. I'm like, shush it, kid. I'm checking the news. And my wife, who needs Facebook when I could check Thunder Radio because I have the news in my inbox.
Love it. Love it. So how is your fantasy baseball team doing, Billy?
Better than my real Phillies baseball.
All right.
I'm in the first place.
Love it.
I love it immensely.
I don't. Well,
I say you don't
you
love
should
it.
Love it. Nah, man, I'm having a hard time. I'm under 500. Yeah, I'm under 500.
Are.
I've my team name has gone from swagger like Honus Wagner to time to engage the rally cap.
You're gonna need the cap.
I'm only three games back. So
I'm up there though.
Yeah, you're up there. Weaver, Coach Weave has a game on me. So trying to make my comeback.
Now let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because I know that you're cheating on this league with others. How's that going so far?
All right. So early in the season, I'm actively in three leagues. Because this is our first year doing fantasy baseball. I've never played it before. And like, there's a lot to fantasy baseball, and there's different types of fantasy baseball. We do a points-driven game, much like fantasy baseball. So what your player does in the game gives you points towards your fantasy roster. There's also rotisserie leagues where you're calculating stats, hitting stats and pitching stats over the course of a season. So it doesn't really, you know, if you have a bad week, you can make it up. So you're looking over the season as a whole. And then there's head-to-head roto leagues, or not roto leagues, but head-to-head stats leagues, where you win stat categories and all that space. So I'm in one of each of those leagues. And the other two that aren't people I know, like I just randomly joined open leagues for the other two. I'm not really paying attention to those teams anymore.
Really?
It's a lot. I think it would be easier to do multiple fantasy football teams than multiple fantasy baseball teams.
Yeah.
There's less players in fantasy football to pay attention to.
Yeah. So if you're playing with your friends, is there one league over the other that you think you'd prefer? If you had some more investment because you knew the people you were playing with?
I think for the league that we're doing, I think for fantasy baseball newbies, if you will, I think our league's probably the best. And then I would maybe move to a head-to-head stats league.
Okay.
Which would be where you have batting average, home runs, RBI, stolen bases, and hits or something like that. And then if you beat your opponent in that category, you get a point. So for every category you beat your opponent each week, you get a point for that.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like, just being honest, some points during the week, especially if I'm just getting clobbered, I just want the week to end.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if I could hit the reset button on Wednesday,
yeah,
I'd have a shot at this. But I'm so far behind. Now I've only had a couple of weeks like that.
Uh-huh.
But because I'm 10-5, which is good. But
right, because in that league that I'm in, you can actually switch the roster around. You can make roster moves during your matchup.
Yeah. See, I think that I would like to be able to do that.
But you're limited too. Like I think those can be adjusted. But like, I can only make 7 roster adjustments in the week. And that meaning okay. Dropping and adding players.
Yeah, because like if you know, I have a guy who's day to day because he got knocked in the head, and
right.
It's like I'm stuck with him.
Right.
I got a guy on my bench I could stick in there, but yeah. I'm stuck with him.
Yeah. If your guy breaks his thumb on Monday, you're not getting any points in that category all week.
So I would like to be able to make changes like that. But anyway, I'm enjoying doing the fantasy baseball. Yeah.
And I think there's a way to do the league that we're doing now, but make daily changes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe in the future I would like that.
Yeah.
Again, you could cap that. You could, on average, make 1 change a day. Yeah. So 7 changes a week or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
But, yeah, so I'm enjoying fantasy baseball so far. It makes me pay attention a little bit more to the game.
Yes. And you know what that makes me look forward to?
What?
Fantasy football.
Yes.
Because you know what I didn't do last year?
What?
Fantasy football very well.
No, that was kind of ugly for
you. It was, oh my goodness, like I was punched in the kidney and...
And you got, I think everybody thought I was cheating. I was the league administrator, and I only lost twice.
Yeah, I beat you one of those 2 times.
You did. And then, of course, I lost the championship game.
Yeah, to your brother, right?
Younger brother. But I've been clobbering him in fantasy baseball each time he comes around.
He beat me once. He's one of my 5 losses. I'm playing him this week. I hope to club the snot out of him.
What's bad, like, half his players aren't playing, yet the players he does have are really
good. They're putting
up
some points. So yes, indeed.
I try to tell him, look, make changes.
Right. Okay. Don't do that. Don't change anything. Keep up the good work, David. Keep it up. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
We're going to start a league. We're going to open it up to the masses, I think. We're going to stay tuned. I'll put it on BillyandEric.com. I'll put it on Facebook, Twitter, and all that. But we want to invite you guys to play fantasy football with us.
Yes.
Because it's the more people you have, the more fun it is.
I want to beat you.
Yes. Can you build a better team than Billy?
Yes. Oh, so. No, that was...
No, truth came out on that.
Yeah,
that
you probably can. still not very good at this, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
But you know what that means if we're talking about fantasy football?
What?
Like, real football is coming soon.
Right. Right. We've got, we're looking at the training camps start to pick up this next week.
Yes, indeed. And you know what I know?
What do you know?
My Phillies are in dead last, and they're going to be selling, like, whatever they have. It's a clearance rack in Philadelphia. So I'm really excited that football's happening. And can I tell you a secret?
What?
I think we had this discussion last fall.
Yeah.
I think I'm coming out.
Okay.
I think after 20, I'm 29 years old, and I think I can remember as many years as I can remember watching football. I've had a dolphin on my head.
Right.
I'm going to lay it aside this year.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to make number one choice, the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say something else. All right. Yes. So you're going to commit.
I'm committing.
Okay.
And it's not going to be bandwagon. I'm in.
You're all in.
Yes.
Like, now, if the Dolphins are doing well,
I'll follow them still, but they're not going to be number one. I'm not going to be buying their apparel and things like that.
So you're going to be in Titans blue, really?
Yes. Yes. All the things I hate about the Titans are gone, so I feel like I can own them now and not be like as mad and angry.
Oh, this would be an interesting development. Definitely something to track this season.
Yes.
Because I'm curious, because I'm still a Colts guy.
Right. You know what this will do? Make me love Thunder Radio even that much more.
Home of Titans football.
Home of Titans radio.
Right. Yeah.
Can't wait. Super stoked. But I'll have to wait for cheering for those Tennessee Titans until time comes. Training camp kicks off Friday. But we've got more stuff to take care of, some bills to pay and whatnot. So you join us. You listen to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Fan Zone, everybody, with Billy and Eric. We are brought to you by Keith Nunley and Nationwide Insurance. Give them a call for life, home, and auto insurance needs, 723-7900. Get Nationwide on your side. I don't know what's stopping you. That is all. Hey, you have a retraction to make, sir.
Yes. The only thing that could be stopping them, perhaps, is if they're driving around uninsured, in which case Keith Nunley would be glad to help him out with that. Call him before you go. That'll help him out. Yes. Training camp opens for viewing purposes on
Saturday. Yeah. Open to the public.
Yeah.
Now, the weather will be Middle Tennessee weather in July, late July, early August. There's no shaded areas. So dress appropriately.
Yeah.
That's what the website says.
Maybe it's hot outside.
Won't need to bundle up.
Nope. Don't bundle that.
Like, do you feel inclined as a brand new Titans fan to go to this? To go to these?
Truth.
Open practices?
Truth.
Yes.
And my three kids say probably not.
Right. But, all right, you know, if you had nothing to do and no obligations and no glares to receive when you say, hey, I'm going to go watch practice.
I would be interested to do that.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm trying to figure out who people are, and that's a good way to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now I have like a whole new roster to become more familiar with. Because I know like the Jake Locker and
right.
That's about it now.
Okay.
It's like, who's, I don't know.
Okay.
There's a receiver guy who has a name.
The guy from MTSU is on the, is he still there?
Don't know.
Anyway.
So anyway, there you go. I got some work to do.
Right on.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You know what work I don't have?
What?
I've done my homework.
Uh-oh.
And I'm ready whenever you're ready.
You need music, right?
I do.
Here it comes.
The Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition proudly presents this week's Local Scholar Athlete.
This week's Scholar Athlete of the week is the son of Ray and Cindy Marin. So we're going with his name is Race. He's 13 years old. He's attending East Middle School in Tullahoma, Tennessee. So that's good news. He plays a variety of sports, soccer, baseball, basketball, all over the field for all of those things. It is unbelievable how many, like, this is unbelievable. Midfielder, striker in soccer. I don't even know what all this stuff is in basketball, but whatever you can play in basketball, he's got that. middle infield and outfield. In baseball world, he's been on countless tournament champion teams in travel baseball and soccer, and district tournament champions with his JV Tullahoma Middle School team, looks like. So he serves not just an athlete. He's more than an athlete. He's a student council guy. He can add math team. Boom. Got that going on. And he's a member of the First Baptist Church youth group. And the man has aspirations. He has plans. He wants to follow in the footsteps of so many incredible athletes and go to the Vanderbilt University. Love it. I love seeing good athletes go there. And he looks up to his dad in everything he does because he's always there for him. That's this week's Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Love it.
Love the coalition.
Love it.
CCAntiDrug.org. Go check them out.
Find them on Facebook.
Yep.
They're also there.
They're probably on Twitter, too.
They're everywhere.
Can't remember what they are. Their Twitter Twitter handle is. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Twiddle.
Yes. Twiddle. There's something we've been asking you about at BillyandEric.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So we need a little help. I put it out on Twitter. I put it out on Facebook. Your wife gave me three things. I have no idea what they meant.
I'm going to have to ask for clarification from her. Yes. What are these things? And she's a music teacher, so maybe she knows a lot more songs than we know.
Probably. Now, for months, you've been saying, we need music for the top three.
Yes.
Stupid Tweet has Rockin' Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Scholar Athlete has Sirius. The Show has Guns N' Roses. We need a theme for the weekly top three.
Yes.
Or something to even be playing in the background as we're counting them down.
Right.
Okay.
We need something to celebrate this monumental occasion each and every week. This is an integral part of the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. An integral part of what makes this show fantastic, amazing, and unique.
The foundation, or the
rock.
The rock.
The anchor.
The anchor.
Anchor down.
This was one of in the early days of the Fan Zone, the planning stages, the origins of the Fan Zone. This was something that always came up. We have to have a top three every week.
Yes. And
we've done this every week.
Every single week.
Except for last week.
Right.
But that was a special episode.
Streak ended.
But anyway, but every week on a normal episode, we have a top three. So this week's top three is the top three songs that we think should be the theme song for the top three list.
Yes. So we can do this.
Normally, we each come with our own top three, but we have one top three this week.
We thought it'd be too overwhelming.
Too much. But we've narrowed down three songs that we think should be the top three list.
Yes.
Songs for the top three. So three top three songs for the top three list.
Yes.
All right. So the first one, I use it for bumper music every once in a while coming back from break.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite songs ever by Europe. And, you know, I was thinking we count down, so why not have the final countdown? I mean, how epic does the top three list sound if this is coming in, you know, like, in the background?
It sounds like it's packing a lot of testosterone.
Like, I'm ready to, like, charge.
Yes.
Number three, Yasiel Puig.
Number two, Derek Jeter?
Yeah, I don't
I don't know. Number 66, Yasiel Puig.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the
nice little synthesizer playing there.
Yeah. You wouldn't dance around the living room with your wife with this song.
No.
So it's not
This is on Just Dance, though, one of the Just Dance games. And it's two professional wrestlers. Or it's professional wrestlers.
Oh, in the 80s, the Just Dance 80s one.
Maybe.
No, really, because we had a Just Dance 80s party dance music thing at the...
Oh.
What's happening here? We're running a flagpole up the thing or something.
Right on that one.
But at camp, we did the Just Dance 80s party, and that was there, the wrestlers. I remember.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
No.
Number three, though. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm open to it.
All right. So
number two was my pick, though. I recommended this to us.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Should I play it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, who doesn't like this?
All right.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, right?
Yeah. Now, why this song?
Because it's a top three list. It's the things I love.
Right. All right. Again, we're usually arguing our case for why it should be in the top three.
Yeah. It's what I want. It's my list. Mm-hmm. It's the way I like it. It's the way I want it.
It's So we're watching the music video along with this. And is this a Soul Train? Is that the disco ball there?
I think so.
All right. Well, I wonder why we're not like shake, shake, shake. Or do a little dance.
I see no problem with.
But I like it. All right.
Yeah.
So this would be playing under top three. So. Okay.
So number I can tell you why Yasiel Puig is the greatest baseball player ever.
All right.
With this playing in the background.
All-star haircut, number three?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. It's a little dated.
What?
Yeah, 1975.
Our top three lists are dated. Every week.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's old now, it won't work.
Okay. All right. But then I stumbled upon this gem as we're doing our massive amount of research for our radio show that we do every week.
Yes.
And I stumbled upon this, and I remembered it as a child. So and
you being the school teacher.
Yeah. I love it. Great little intro there.
Yes.
Three is a magic number.
So from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes, it is.
It's three a is a magic number.
Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number.
So for the top three, three is the magic number.
The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod,
what do you think?
Or to make a table stand.
We got three good songs here.
It takes three wheels,
yes,
to make a vehicle called a tricycle.
I think you may have done it.
I think we've lost any listeners.
Three people just turned off the station.
It is the magic number.
Yes.
So we're not good at this, ladies and gentlemen. Not at all. This is what we have to work with.
That's the way. I like it. I like it.
Like that?
I love these. We're in charge.
This is what you get.
That's right. Or
tell them.
Do us a favor. Go to the Facebook page, please. If you love us, if you enjoy our show at all, would you go and tell us what song you think we should implement into the top three list? What song we should have? Go tell us what it is. Go write it right on the wall. We think it should be.
Right now on BillyandEric.com.
Yes.
Top post. Give us a song.
Yeah.
We will play it, probably.
And we'll give you props for picking it.
Absolutely.
If you allow us to do it. You tell us who you are. We'll be like, and Alan G. suggested, I don't know what you would pick, because I'm not Alan G. But yeah, something awesome. Yeah.
Anyway,
girls just want to have fun.
Unless you want this to be playing at 10:45 every Monday.
Yeah, but this has 1.2 million views on YouTube.
It does.
That is unbelievable.
But anyway, alas, we're out of time, Billy.
Oh, that's going to do it for us one more time. So you join us next week. Until then, you've been listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Stay tuned for some swap and shop.
So long, folks.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. 21, 24, 27, 30.